result to silence sexual misconduct complaints. Kansas Governor Kelly promoted what she called safe voting options ahead of the general election. The governor said given the record number of absentee ballots that were requested and returned during the primary, Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab is providing each county with two additional drop boxes ahead of the November 3rd election. The governor says this will also lessen the burden on the United States Postal Office. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Kansas is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Kansas wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/ksvotes. Paid for by AARP.
If you're growing cereals for silage and looking for improved performance, check out AgriPro brand wheat varieties SY Monument and SY Grit. Wheat is an insurable crop and from a risk management standpoint has a lower cost of production.
Plus, you can have the option to take a grain harvest.
Popular in the panhandle of Texas, SY Monument and SY Grit have earlier maturity than triticale, saving water and creating an opportunity to get the next crop into the ground sooner. For local yield data or to book seed, call your AgriPro associate. A list of AgriPro associates are available at agriprowheat.com.
Kansas election officials say they need your help to make sure the general election in November goes off without a hitch. The state is critically short of workers this year, primarily due to the pandemic. Poll workers do get paid for the hours they work, as well as the time that they spend training to be a poll worker. The state has even lowered the minimum age for poll workers to 16 so that more Kansans can qualify. To find out more, contact your local county election office. Governor Laura Kelly said the state finance had added unemployment benefits for Kansas on Thursday. The state could have provided an extra $100 in benefits, bringing the total to $400. The governor stated she's disappointed that Republican leaders on the state finance council continue to play politics during a public health crisis instead of supporting the plan that was introduced by President Trump. Republicans on the state finance council say the Kelly administration sat idly by for nearly a month while 45 other states applied for and received the additional $300 and federal unemployment benefits. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Mid-American Network News. The varsity and junior varsity football teams at Omaha Creighton Prep are in a two-week quarantine after a player tested positive for the coronavirus. The Omaha World Herald reports that Creighton Prep said through a notice to parents and later in a news release Saturday that all activities for the varsity and JV teams are suspended for now. The school said that the players on those squads and their coaches had enough contact with a player to require a self-quarantine. Nebraska hospitals are asking for more federal aid to help recover financially from the coronavirus. The Omaha World Herald reports a Nebraska Hospital Association official say the pandemic has meant increased costs and a decline in revenue for hospitals. The revenue drop is partly because Nebraska temporarily banned elective procedures to save hospital resources when the virus first hit the state. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Midwest Kia wants to extend the summer, so we've extended the Midwest Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event. Over 400 vehicles to choose from. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering rebates on all new Kias. You'll get up to $2,000 in extra incentives, giving you up to $10,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. $10,000 off. Plus, during the extended Midwest Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, we'll buy your car. Midwest Kia has extended summer and the Midwest Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event with up to $10,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got extended at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage, Sorento, Optima Soul, and Stingray from KMF with 1333 per 1,000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number K8485. Expired. 20.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Pony Up Marysville netted nearly $270,000 Friday with nearly 970 gifts toward 40 local causes and organizations. With $61,500 in matching funds, the effort totaled some $330,000. The Blue River Rail Trail was tops in number of gifts and dollars given, with nearly $21,000 from 84 givers. Kesterhaus Museum and Gardens raised over $17,000, St. Gregory's School $15,000, and the Marshall County Historical Society and Historic Union Pacific Depot Preservation Group were both around $14,000. Kansas Honor Flight was second high in number of contributors with 78. Black Squirrel Bark Park had 59. Depot Restoration, 57, and Marshall County Arts Cooperative, 53 gifts. The leaderboard totals are online at ponyupmarysville.com. Matching funds this year were contributed through the Citizen State Bank's Landall Company and an anonymous donor at $10,000 each, United Bank and Trust, $9,000, as well as the Ed and Mary Wiggers Trust, Blue Valley Technologies, CW and Allerholligan Family Fund, Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, Steve Shum Memorial, Marysville Mutual Insurance, Lee and Lucy Pappas, First Commerce Bank, and Sunflower Community Credit Union. Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day is coming up September 15th. Donations can be made via cash, check, or online anytime before and including September 15th. That window has been extended due to COVID-19. Cash and check gifts can be mailed to 312 Alcove Drive in Blue Rapids, with a giving form and postmark before September 15th, or dropped off at the community center any time prior. Again, the on-person event is September 15th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the community center in Blue Rapids. More information online at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. Another positive COVID-19 test in Marshall County reported this past weekend brings active cases to 3 with 13 recoveries. None as yet have resulted in hospitalization. As of Friday, Washington County still had 10 active cases following a recent outbreak, with 4 recoveries thus far. 11 of the 15 were ages 18 to 24 years old. A Nemaha Central staff member in Seneca has tested positive and will be quarantined 14 days. Areas of a school building were closed off Friday for additional cleaning. Staff and students who may have been in contact have been notified, and families will be advised if any further actions are required. This and another case in Nemaha County reported last week bring the number of active cases to 4 with 53 recoveries in the county to date. COVID-19 concerns continue to impact school activities as Nemaha Central cancels their September 12th volleyball tournament. Blue Valley Randolph was forced to cancel their first 3 football games of the season, including Axtell this Friday and Hanover next week. A number of other junior high events at area schools have also been impacted. Marshall County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend.
We're seeing some cases pop up in schools and some cases popping up within our sport programs. We have kids from other schools getting together. And as the schools work with this, we're seeing that we don't always know what's going on everywhere in the county or everywhere in different parts of the state. So when all these kids get together, it's really a big question and a fear for schools and parents as to whether COVID will raise its head.
Sue Rhodes noted that activities can continue safely with public vigilance.
I think that all gatherings can happen. I think that everybody just needs to keep in mind that that virus is still here and that we need to do all those personal hygiene things that can keep us safe.
Public Health Solutions of Southeast Nebraska reported a COVID-19-related fatality as a Gage County woman, reportedly in her 60s, passed away Thursday at a Lincoln hospital with complications. Gage County reports 13 new positive tests in the last reporting period as of Friday. Palmer Labor Day celebration continues Monday with games and activities, including the Car and Tractor Show 9 to 1, Craft Show 9 to 2, and a parade Monday at 2:30. A chicken dinner at the Palmer Cafe serves until 1. Brats, burgers, and beer are available all day. Linus R. Olberding, age 64, of Seneca, passed away unexpectedly Friday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Monday at 2 and again at 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Linus Olberding. Charles P. Gore, age 85, of Centralia, passed away Saturday. Private family graveside service is planned Friday at the Roots Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 7:30, at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Charles Gore.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Labor Day, we have a stationary boundary across the central into the east central parts of the Midwest that really is not going anywhere over the next several days, which is going to bring prolonged period off and on showers and thunderstorms across the area. Looks like starting mostly as we head into tonight, into the overnight hours, and all the way basically through the end of the week, we have chances for some showers and thunderstorms. With an upper level trough behind this front, we're definitely going to see some cool temperatures out there as well, especially starting into tomorrow. So across the area, sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms afternoon around 82. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain showers, possible thunderstorms into the overnight hours, upper 40s. For tomorrow, rain likely, cooler and breezy. We'll see highs lower 50s. And tomorrow night into Wednesday, we'll continue with clouds and rain showers likely. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early September, 85. Record recent high, 98 in 1990. The average low, 60, and the recent record low, 45 in 2011. Sun's up this evening, 7:48. Sunrise in the morning at 6:59.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Houston, we have a problem, and baseball mourns a legend. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Sunday inside the NBA bubble, the Lakers were looking to bounce back after losing game one to the Rockets, and did they respond?
Here's another steal. The Lakers fifth of the game. Caruso, alley-oop to LeBron! Slam dunk! Timeout, Houston!
The call on ESPN LA 710. Lakers win it 117-109 and even the series at a game apiece. Anthony Davis scored 34 points and had 10 rebounds. LeBron James finished with 28 and 11. James also passed Ray Allen for second most threes in playoff history. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo left Game 4 against the Heat after suffering a right ankle sprain in the second quarter, but losing their star was no problem for Milwaukee.
Middleton catches on Hero, backs it up, shot clock at 3. Middleton takes a 3. Nailed it! Top of the circle!
The call on WTMJ. Bucks win 118-115 and avoid a sweep by the Heat. Baseball Hall of Famer Lou Brock passed away Sunday. The two-time World Series champ played 16 seasons with the St. Louis Cardinals, retiring in 1979, and at the time, he was the all-time leader in stolen bases. Lou Brock was 81. World number one men's tennis player Novak Djokovic is disqualified from the U.S. Open after hitting a line woman with a ball.
In a statement, Novak Djokovic says he's, quote, really sad and empty, unquote, apologizing after being disqualified from the U.S. Open. The world's number one, down 6-5 for a set, then in frustration swatting a ball, accidentally hitting and hurting a female line judge. Officials making opponent Pablo Carreño boost to the winner.
I never expected this moment playing against Novak, you know, so it was tough moment also to me.
Boost on to the fourth round. Joey Waller, ABC Sports.
And according to ESPN, the Steelers and all-pro defensive lineman Cameron Hayward have agreed to a whopping four-year, $75 million extension. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Welcome the fall and winter seasons with a fresh coat of paint and money-saving rebates from Valspar at Hometown Lumber and Hardware. Get up to $80 back with your paint purchase from September 4th through 12th. Choose from Valspar Pristine and Medallion Paint for a $10 rebate per gallon and $40 rebates per 5-gallon containers. Bring some warmth into your home with new paint colors. See Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville for Valspar rebate details.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. New pandemic relief for agriculture may be back on the table after Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin agreed this week to try to resurrect failed talks with congressional Democrats. He spoke by phone with Speaker Nancy Pelosi after a key Democrat asked him to do so at a House hearing where the secretary cited earlier agreements amid rising public pressure for another try.
Oh, I believe there's enormous agreement on the PPP. I think there's an agreement on money for schools. There may be a difference as to what it is. There's an agreement on enhanced unemployment going forward. There may be a slight disagreement in what the amount is in calculation. I think there's been an agreement on direct payments, as I mentioned earlier. There was even an agreement on postal.
All this gives hope to American Farm Bureau's Ryan Yates as producers continue to struggle with pandemic losses.
We are really hopeful that congressional leaders on both sides can come together and negotiate a package and still find room for additional provisions that are of utmost importance and are of critical need to a variety of producers across the country.
But Mnuchin, Pelosi, and top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer remain far apart on top-line numbers and doing a skinny versus comprehensive bill. Mnuchin.
Unfortunately, Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi do not want to sit down at the negotiating table unless we publicly agree on a top line. My own opinion is we should go piece by piece in any area of the legislation we can agree on. We should have the House and the Senate pass.
House Democrats included some agriculture aid in the HEROES Act, which the Senate GOP never took up. Senate Republicans included $20 billion in direct agriculture aid in their latest proposal, while USDA continues to distribute some $34 billion under the earlier CARES Act. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Fairbury Livestock Company is family-owned and has been in business since 1990 and invites listeners to our cattle sales every Tuesday starting at noon. If you have any questions, please call 402-729-3341. Fairbury Livestock Company, thank you for your business.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, North America's only remaining fur auction was held in North Bay, Ontario last month. And for the first time, and most of the international buyers were not on site. They were bidding over the phone or online. The Fur Harvesters auction did manage to host 27 Canadian buyer brokers, where typically 200 to 250 buyers usually attend. Mark Downey, CEO of Fur Harvesters Auction, specializing in furs sourced from trappers across North America, say it's been a wild year. COVID-19 for sure has postponed their normal March auction until the end of August. And Downey says with what's happening across the global fur industry, they did reasonably well and were pretty happy with the outcome.
The world's largest auction house is located in Denmark, Copenhagen Fur Center. They had an auction at the same time we did last week. Their sale was open to the world. If they were on business, they were free to go there without quarantine. But they only had 60-some buyers when they would normally have like 400 or 500. Buyers were free to come here, but they had to quarantine 14 days prior to coming to this auction. We were quite fortunate to have the 27 that we had.
The Toronto-based North American Fur Auction went into receivership last year, just a year after taking over Seattle, Washington's American Legend, and that leaves just Fur Harvesters in North Bay, Ontario.
We're the last one. There was American Legend in Seattle, which was the old Seattle Fur Exchange. A couple of years ago, they went under, and North American Fur Auctions took over their brand. But 1 year later, from acquiring that, NAFA found themselves in a similar situation. We handle a wide variety of wild fur species trapped by the North American trappers, none of which are threatened or endangered. Coyotes, bobcats, to lynx, to sables, to fisher, to otter, beaver, muskrats, wild mink, red foxes, wolves, wolverines.
They say the phone and virtual buying online was a success. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Wheat planting time is fast approaching. Have you checked out all the yield data to ensure you are planting the best high-yielding lines available? A few quick suggestions. Wolverine, Bob Dole, Monument, Rugged, Benefit, Smith's Gold, Double Stop, Green Hammer, Showdown. check it out. And call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Kansas is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Kansas wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/ksvotes. Paid for by AARP.
The Tire Cutters, Inc. is offering special pricing on truck sidewalls for silage pit covers. Call now the Tire Cutters, Inc., located at 779 24th Road in Centralia. Call Donnie at 785-364-0210 or Brenda at 785-336-3469.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, and you know it's important because there are a lot of promises being made to farmers. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
We are deep into promise season. Politicians promising this and that to whomever. Sometimes the promises are kept. Sometimes they're not. Joining me is Jeff Cooper. He's the president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. Jeff, it would seem that the administration has been making promises to the ethanol industry and the corn farmers, and at the same time is giving big oil what it wants. Is that anywhere close to a fair assessment?
That is pretty close to a fair synopsis of what we've seen the last few years. We actually had the pleasure of hosting President Trump at an ethanol plant in Iowa last summer. I had the good fortune of actually taking him on a tour of the facility, and we did speak at length about some of these issues, and he has made commitments to us and to the farmers that support our industry, that his administration is going to uphold the renewable fuel standard and is going to support our industry. But then we see EPA bending over backward to accommodate the oil refiners and not making good on the president's promises. And it just, there's been this tremendous disconnect between the Oval Office and EPA on ethanol and the renewable fuel standard the last few years. And it's just had, you know, significantly damaging effects on our industry.
But the president appoints the head of the EPA, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. And that's why we continue to try and, you know, appeal directly to the president, ask him to personally intervene and get this ship turned around and headed back in the right direction. It's been our sense that, you know, he gives marching orders to EPA, and EPA, you know, gives him the sense that those marching orders are being followed, but they're not. And we've seen that time and time again. EPA has ignored court orders. They've failed to make timely decisions. They're allowing refiners to just have their way with this program. And we're not always certain that the White House knows everything that EPA is up to on this program. And so it's been our challenge to make sure that the White House and the president specifically knows what his EPA is doing and how that's affecting us.
Jeff Cooper of the Renewable Fuels Association. What part the USDA is playing in this scenario tomorrow. Back after this.
Beatrice 77 livestock sales will be closed Monday in observance of Labor Day. Weekly sales resume September 14th, with regular cattle and hay sales each Monday beginning at 10 a.m., again resuming weekly sales September 14th. For details and early consignments, go online to Beatrice77Livestock.com or give them a call. Tune for early consignment listings Monday mornings around 7:30 on KNDY.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Mid-America Network Sports. Two more large Kansas school districts are reversing course and allowing sports to proceed despite the increases in the number of coronavirus cases and deaths. The school board for the Olathe district, which is the state's second largest with about 30,000 students, has decided to allow fall sports and activities. The superintendent of the nearby Blue Valley district then decided to follow suit. In Major League Baseball, Hall of Famer Lou Brock, the dynamic leadoff hitter and base stealer who helped the St. Louis Cardinals win three pennants and two World Series titles in the 1960s, has died at the age of 81. Brock was an anchor for St. Louis, and its combination of speed, defense, and pitching made a top team in the 60s. The Chicago White Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 8-2 yesterday to complete a four-game sweep. The Royals face the Indians in Cleveland tonight. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Midwest Kia wants to extend the summer, so we've extended the Midwest Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event. Over 400 vehicles to choose from. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering rebates on all new Kias. You'll get up to $2,000 in extra incentives, giving you up to $10,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. $10,000 off. Plus, during the extended Midwest Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, we'll buy your car. Midwest Kia has extended summer and the Midwest Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event with up to $10,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got extended at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credits. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage, Sorento, Optima Soul, and Standard for KMF with 1333 per 1,000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Start number K8485. Expires September 8, 2020.
In the NFL, the New Orleans Saints have waived veteran defensive lineman Mario Edwards Jr. and Marcus Hunt, while keeping veteran linebacker Kiko Alonso on the physically unable to perform list. New Orleans trimmed 25 players at the deadline to reduce active rosters to 53 players for the regular season. Receiver Marquez Callaway and defensive tackle Malcolm Roach are among undrafted rookies who now remain on the active roster. Veteran defensive back Brandon Carr is back with the Dallas Cowboys as a member of their practice squad. Carr has started every game the past 12 NFL seasons while playing for three different teams. Carr is among 14 players the Cowboys signed to their practice squad. Practice squads have expanded from 10 to 16 players this season, with up to six of those able to have any number of accrued seasons. Carr spent the past three seasons with Baltimore after five seasons with the Cowboys before that. He started his career playing four seasons with the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Taking a look at your high school football scoreboard for Friday, Valley Heights defeats Marysville 32-12. Axtell rolls on the road over Wheatland 58-18. Centralia falls to Rossville 42-6. Washington County defeats Frankfort 44-36. Hanover blanks Pike Valley 46-0. Concordia gets by Wamego 14-7. Chapman beats Sabetha 34-29. Clay Center shut out Abilene 57-0. Council Grove shut out Northern Heights 48-0. Riley County won at St. Mary's 47-8. Donovan West fell at Worth County, Missouri 54-42. Clifton Clyde wins big over Onega 62-18. And Wetmore Falls at Valley Falls 40-20. In Nebraska, Diller Odell defeats Humboldt Tabor Oxteaner 36-18. Southern wins at Johnson County Central 44-22. Beatrice rolls Lexington 57-0. And Fairbury falls at Superior 20-0.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller Odell and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.
This is one of the times of the year for viewing the Milky Way. We have your galactic viewing guide today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Labor Day, Monday, September 7th, the 251st day of the year. Musician Buddy Holly was born in 1936, and cable TV upstart ESPN made its debut on this day in 1979. Viewing our Milky Way galaxy on a dark night can be the most awe-inspiring of any sky-watching experience. But certain times of the year are better than others. As the moon wanes and disappears toward mid-month, the next few weeks will be prime time. The core of the galaxy appears as a hazy band of light arching from the northeastern to the southwestern horizons. But with a pair of binoculars, the cloud resolves into millions of stars that make up our tiny section of the galaxy. To find ideal dark sky conditions, take a drive to the country on a clear night, as far as you can from the glow of the city lights. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Here's your